Congress has agreed to spend $475 million on a Great Lakes restoration plan over the next year, but some worry the money won't be as effective as it could be without tougher federal controls on ballast water discharges from ships in the Great Lakes. Contaminated ballast is believed to be a key source of invasive species in the waters. Yesterday, an Obama administration panel held a hearing to look at new policies for the lakes and the Pacific and Atlantic oceans. University of Notre Dame biologist David Lodge described some of the harm invasives are causing for Great Lakes whitefish,
which are now increasingly skinny and not as valuable to the commercial fishery because they've lost their food source because of invasive species.
The federal task force is supposed to make specific policy recommendations within a few months. Those could influence how some of the new money is spent. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.